USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, protesters gathered outside the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in Louisville, Kentucky. McConnell has pledged to move forward in finding a replacement for Ginsburg before the election. Democrats want to wait till after. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin.
I don't want to get involved in this debate until at least Justice Ginsburg and her family have had time to mourn and celebrate and reflect.
Senator Susan Collins says we should wait until after the election. President Trump disagrees.
Well, I totally disagree with her. We have an obligation. We won. And we have an obligation as the winners to pick who we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With more than 30 million cases of coronavirus around the world, experts say the spread is far from over. Michael Ryan is executive director of the Help Emergencies Program for the World Health Organization.
The force of infection within our communities, and particularly in some countries, is still very high. The fact that at a regional, sub-regional, or in specific countries, we're seeing significant rises in cases, as we're seeing in Europe.
At least 188 countries and territories now have confirmed cases of COVID-19. Voluntary evacuations have been issued in parts of Texas ahead of Tropical Storm Beta. Galveston, Texas County Judge Mark Henry explains why he's leaving the decision up to residents.
We don't anticipate any need for mass evacuation. The highest forecast winds that I have seen are 35 miles an hour. That's just a really good thunderstorm. And the highest rainfall totals I have seen decreased. Yesterday it was 15 inches probable, and now it's 15 inches potentially.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A number of Amazon employees were bribed to put products online. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Six people allegedly conspired to bribe Amazon employees and contractors in order to gain a competitive advantage on the retailer's marketplace, according to federal prosecutors. The U.S. Department of Justice said those charged posed as consultants and worked with third-party sellers whose products had been previously removed from Amazon Marketplace to get the items back on the platform. The six then paid a total of more than $100,000 each in bribes to at least 10 Amazon employees in exchange for their restoring the banned products or services. The products include household goods, consumer electronics, and dietary supplements. The six accused face up to 5 years in prison for commercial bribery and up to 20 years for wire fraud. They'll appear in court in Seattle on October 15th.
It was like a scene from a TV show played out in the Motor City. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
A driver in Detroit is behind bars after he jumped his car over a rising drawbridge on the city's west side. Drawbridge operator Andre Locke talked to television station WDIV about the incident. He looked at the car and said, "No, he ain't." But he did.
Over he went, blew out all four of his tires, and then he crashed through the other gate over there.
The call over the police radio described it as the Dukes of Hazzard. Locke called it the Blues Brothers.
That's a first for me. That's a real first for me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.